This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's a story that went viral over the weekend after a central Washington rancher posted pictures of a calf named Oreo that was covered in ice and snow. Media outlets across the country had pictures of the ice-encrusted calf. The good news is Oreo was pulled from the freezing weather and nursed back to health by Ephrata rancher Nick Cobb of CNC Farms.
But Oreo, he was found right in the middle of the storm. I took him home. My daughter and my wife, they worked him over pretty good to get him up and going. But yeah, he was a little more iced over than the other calves. That's why I took him home to the tub, and they rubbed him down with towels, just as if the mom was licking him and helped stimulate the body.
Cobb says it's been a rough week for the cows, but little Oreo in particular.
The whole weekend has been just a blur, but yeah, he was picked up then. And then he actually is a twin that I was trying to graft, and I pulled him from that mom I was trying to graft on and then just turned her loose through that winter, that storm. And then now I'm unstudding to graft again on another cow.
He says the weather has kept them very busy.
Between the four of us, there's 880 head, and there are 100, I think another 100 on top of that. So there might be 980 head out here we're keeping track of.
Listen tomorrow for more on the plight of cattle and ranchers during this winter blast.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.